poll, Most Americans Oppose Woke Corporations. By Jacob Bliss on April 15, 2021. An NPR/PBS NewsHour/Marist poll released Thursday found that a majority of Americans oppose woke corporations influencing everyday life. The poll asked registered voters if they support or oppose American companies using their public role, position, or events to influence political, cultural, or social change. The findings show that over half, 58%, oppose any type of corporation using its power to influence any type of political, cultural, or social change across the country. They also show that 35% did support the efforts by woke corporations, while 7% were unsure how to answer. The survey also asked, specifically, whether the voter supports or opposes professional sports teams or organizations using their public role, position, or events to influence political, cultural, or social change. This question raised roughly the same amount of opposition, with 56% opposing any professional sports teams or organizations injecting themselves into influencing any type of political, cultural, or social change across the country. The survey found that only 39% supported these efforts to affect American lives, while 5% were unsure how they felt. Some corporations have stayed clear of giving campaigns donations for political use or using their voice and influencing where to do business. But a handful of the woke corporations are trying to use their monetary power to have a say where companies can do business, an effort that has affected Americans. Recently, corporations like Delta Airlines, Coca-Cola, and even Major League Baseball, MLB, have become involved in partisan politics. After Georgia passed a voter integrity bill, Delta's CEO gave a statement condemning the legislature for passing such a bill. Coca-Cola's CEO, pictured, did the same thing. MLB also used this opportunity to make a statement by moving their All-Star game out of Atlanta, Georgia. Job Creators Network president and CEO Alfredo Ortiz recently said Georgia small business owners are estimated to lose $100 million businesses due to Major League Baseball's decision to pull the All-Star game out of Atlanta. Ortiz explained that $100 million might be insignificant in the grand scheme for corporations like Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines. However, he said for small business owners, it could mean the difference in survival. The survey was taken from April 7 to 14 among 1,066 registered voters and a plus/3.5 percentage points margin of error.